It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. Oh, yeah, it's that time again. It's that time again. What time is it, you're wondering? Well, I'm going to tell you as soon as our studio audience comes into play that our wonderful... Oh, there they are! There they are! Our pre-show meeting didn't happen the way it should because I was late. Yes, I was late. So for now, before I'm released and fired and told that they don't have anything else for me, I'm still your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian. With me, as always, is the wonderful, the fantastic, the stupendous, and yes, I'm saying all these wonderful things because I was late and I don't want her to get mad at me. It's Tiffany Krumen!
I can't really get mad at you because I was late, too.
You were later than I was. That's the only thing that saved me. Thankfully, yeah. I did not get a speeding ticket because we both got a little caught up in some other stuff. But you know what? Our listeners...
Life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Our listeners aren't here to listen to that. They are here to become more, learn from geniuses, learn from those around the product genius table. And I want to tease our interview by saying, has anyone had a problem with your trunk?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's raising their hand. Yeah. Kids. You ever lifted up that trunk and oh my, it's either
the pile.
When did
out.
This get in here? How long has this been back here? Why does this smell this way? Well, we're going to talk to someone who's developed a product about that. Before we get to that, Tiffany, we didn't do a pre-show meeting. And so, the studio audience was a little slow on the applause clapping. Hopefully we've had our little hiccup and we're ready to go, but it's good to see you as always.
Good to see you too.
We are recording this and kind of in the middle of summer. And, what is summer like for a product-based business? What is summer like for an entrepreneur?
I guess
like
it depends on the business, right? Some of the summer products are thriving and the winter ones are pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, but we had some children on, some young children on, remember, with the ornament anchor that were children of Shark Tank entrepreneurs. And they were just on QVC, I think, last week and sold out again in the middle of the summer for the ornament anchors. People are already thinking about Christmas, I guess. So maybe it's busy for everybody. I don't know.
My mother used to spend the summer looking for those deals that she could put away for Christmas and pack out her closet. So... very cool. So
this is definitely a summer product.
Speaking of summer, everyone's in a better mood. The days are longer and everyone's excited. So that can mean only one thing. It is time for Gifford Pace from Fulfillment Strategies International to join us in the studio for the Small Business Spotlight powered by FSI. Gifford, as always, a pleasure to see you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah. How is summer at FSI? It never slows down.
It never slows down. I mean, you know, it's funny. We're in the process of... looking back halfway through this year and looking at what we're doing and what we've come through and it's amazing. And so it's really exciting because we've not only are we adding like tons of racking and tons of equipment that we've got going on for all across the warehouse, but we're also making sure that we're taking care of our employees as well. To do that.
We're in the mid, not to get too deep in the weeds of the economic situation, but everyone's hiring, everyone's looking for more workers. Right. And so here again, you guys going through this, the last 18 months, and you could go back through your 25 year history, all the different adjustments you guys, it's things never slow down for logistics. So it was, and one of the things you guys have recognized early and just are doing a better job of and more of, you find little ways to take care of the people who work in all different departments of your company, but around logistics, a lot of it is the warehouse.
Yeah.
So, what is a little extra thing you guys do? Can you come up with one quickly and tell our audience about what you guys do in the third party logistics for the people in your warehouse that maybe Amazon or one of those other
I would say that it's more of a like a family type situation.
The daily treatment, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not yelling at each other like a family would, but I mean, you know, or some families, I guess.
There's a lot of love behind it.
It's said with love. Yeah. But that's really kind of where we are. We're taking care of our clients. We don't have a huge list of clients, so that means personalized attention to your needs and to your issues that are going on. To help you really kind of grow your business.
I love about them too is I love that they have employees who have been with them for literally 20 years, a lot of them, But then they also have temps that they bring in that they give these opportunities to who might not have work. And then they end up sometimes becoming your permanent.
Yeah, because we've actually gone to more of a, we're trying to hire more people like that. And then
through the temp process?
Well, we were doing a lot of temp process, and then we're just kind of really trying to convert those individuals mm-hmm. to full-time yeah. employees. So, and it's working out well.
I like it.
Well, it's a nice way to test out the relationship, right?
Yeah. We did a State of the Union address for FSI. I hope the Marbots are okay with you giving all. No, just kidding. FSI 3PL, we'll repeat it at the end of the show. Gifford, thank you for being here and powering the Small Business Spotlight. And I think it's time to now shine that spotlight. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Sounds good. So we are thrilled and honored and pleased to welcome onto the show Peggy Jardine. She is with Trunk Trapper. So now you're getting the tease, right, about the trunk of the car. So Trunk Trapper, Peggy, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Trunk Trapper. I know it has to do with trunks. I have no idea what it is or how it works. So enlighten me as to what this product is and what it does.
The Trunk Trapper is a water-resistant, tear-resistant polyester canvas oversized bag. It's used to hold sandy, dirty, messy items contained and in your trunk so that the sand and the dirt and the mess doesn't get on your trunk carpet, and it keeps it clean.
And it's big. I mean, it in a good way. When she sent
it's
me
big in a good way.
Well, I mean, it doesn't like overtake your trunk and it's, you know, cumbersome. It's big enough to fit all of your beach stuff in it. And I know this because I've taken some pictures now for Peggy as part of the consulting I'm doing with her. And I was able to put like 3 life jackets and a beach ball.
There was a chair in the video.
Multiple chairs folded down. I did a camping shot where it was like all of our camping gear. And my daughter and I were shocked at how much stuff fits in it, which is great because you know you got a lot of crap when you have kids. So yeah, I love it. I love the size. It's substantial.
Fantastic. So I'm assuming this, you know, as with a lot of products, I can clearly see the problem that it's solving. Did this come about because of one instance, or did it come about because of years and years of frustration with the way your trunk looked after beach trips?
No. Well, a couple of years ago, my family and I, my husband, my kids, my son-in-laws, my 5 grandkids, my 91-year-old mother, my sister, we all went on vacation to Florida, and we were on Clearwater Beach, and with kids come sand toys and blankets and tents and all that stuff. And on our way back to our SUV, we got there, and my grandkids simply wanted to take all their stuff and just throw it in the back of our SUV. And my husband being, you know, he likes neatness, said, no, wait a minute. And, you know, my grandkids are used to that. So they stood there, you know, and were waiting for instruction. And my husband put down some extra clean towels and blankets that we had bought. And we put all the stuff on that, closed it up. And, you know, when we got back to the house that we were renting for our vacation, of course, all the items moved around and there was sand in the back, in the carpet, everywhere. So the following day, we went back to the beach, and my husband said, no, let's take some big black garbage bags, and we'll put all the items in there. Well, we found that the tent ripped the bag, and the chairs, you know, ripped the bag. And so when we got back to our home, a week later, my husband said, you know, we're going to need something that helps us solve this problem because we all like the beach. My grandkids love the beach. Find something that would, you know, help us solve this problem. So I did my research, found there was nothing. And my husband said, well, we need something. Let's do this. And so that's where the idea came about. And he was the one who, you know, we ordered swatches and, you know, found that there were too thin material, too thick, you know, too cumbersome. And when we finally found the right material, he came up with the design of, it's an oversized envelope, which has a large flap. And that flap, when you're loading and unloading, covers your bumper. So it prevents the, you know, sand mm-hmm. or the dirt or anything from going in the car. And obviously coming when you're unloading, it does the same thing.
I love the ability to be able to stack all that in, you know, stand, like you said, close it up like an envelope and then take it or drag it out of your car when you get home. So, you know, most of that stuff is going back into your garage, is going to be reorganized somewhere. So why not have it all in one spot versus the mats you have where everything's kind of just sitting on top and then you're having to drag it out.
Is the bag designed, or excuse me, the trapper, I apologize for calling it a bag. Is the, is the trapper, designed to be too big for any smaller, compact cars?
We have had customers and friends test it in both vehicles, you know, SUV cars, and we've gotten rave reviews, even with the smaller cars. Obviously, you know, even without the trunk trapper, they wouldn't be able to hold much because the trunks themselves are not very big.
Sure.
But the idea of being able to put it in and then put the flap over their bumper, even with cars who have a tendency, the trunks lay a little deeper than the bumper, you're able to open it and the flap covers that. So when you're picking up your items out of the trunk trapper, it saves you from having to worry about the sand or the dirt falling into the trunk.
I'm going to ask you a very technical question. I'm going to allow you to answer it either very technically or more anecdotally. So here comes the question.
Okay.
When it comes to how big these things are and how much you can store in them, do you happen to know the full measurements of stuff that could fit? It fits, you know, 14 cubic feet or, you know, you come up with it that way. Or would you phrase it in the way of an average family of four or an average family of six with all of their beach stuff should be able to fit, you know, all of it into the trunk trapper? Give me.
I would say the right answer would be that it would be an average family of four, because the problem is beach chairs all come different sizes.
Right.
Some are long, right. Some are short, some are made for just sitting like where the water hits, you know, hits the beach line. We're originally from New Jersey. So, you know, we plenty of times sat at, you know, the level where, you know, the water just hits your feet. And, so I would say the proper answer would be that it would fit, you know, a family of four,
yes,
because when you have kids and, you know, toys and things like that,
I like
versus
it.
Being specific about the number of, because that would be disingenuous to be able to say that.
You handled that perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay.
So obviously, and we've been couching it in terms of the beach, but I know everybody else's mind might be going down some of the pathways I'm going down. And even on your website, there's obviously talking about, sports, you know, kids playing sports and all the sports gear going in the back of the car. We always had my son's baseball bag, you know, it just stayed in the trunk cause you know, that's where it was most of the time. So sports gear is one. I'm thinking of, you know, climbing, hiking,
camping.
Yeah. So rather than just going down a list, I'll ask this question. Is there anything it can't handle? And maybe is there anything kind of unique or special you've heard of a customer, you know, writing you back and going, hey, we used it for this stuff in our trunk and it was amazing.
Well, I can answer that in two parts. One is the idea came about because of our need at the beach, but we found that again, with our grandkids, sports, soccer games, baseball, you know, just a few weeks ago, we got hit, you know, with a downpour. And so muddy cleats, things like that. So we've found that, we've expanded the idea of its use, camping, sports equipment, even people, golfing, things like that. One of our customers wrote back and simply stated she had just purchased an very expensive, SUV, in excess of, I think, about $40,000. And she was in charge of a couple of grandkids that day. And they were in Florida and they went to the beach. And so they found that, you know, using it, you know, gave her some peace of mind. Another customer wrote to us and said that they had used it on a camping trip, that they didn't expect to have so much things that got dirty, you know, while they were on their camping trip.
Well, we all know how sand gets down in every single crevice, and there's no shot, no vacuum really gets it back out. So you go to the beach often, your whole car is full of it.
Right. And we always equate it to Christmas tree needles. You know, you're vacuuming your house and you're finding Christmas tree needles, you know, in August.
For years.
And so, and, you know, just not having to spend that time when you're out and you're coming home and having to worry about vacuuming your trunk, you know, it's a time saver that people really appreciate. And we've had people write to us on Facebook, you know, that they never thought that they needed our product, but once they used it, they wouldn't do without it.
What I really love about this product too is the price point. I think they have fantastic margins as a business, but they're also able to offer it at a very reasonable price point. So when you look at these mats that they sell for SUVs, sometimes they can be $49, $59, $69, which I know their margins are insane. She's priced it very reasonably at $29 so that someone can say, oh, okay, you know, this is worth trying and giving a shot. Then they're going to love it versus, you know, it being a $50 bag.
Wow.
Or $50 product.
Man. So, we're speaking with Peggy Jardine. She is with Trunk Trapper, and she hasn't said this, but it sounds like she's kind of solved a lot of the trunk problems of all of us car, SUV, and
van, minivan.
Yeah,
owners.
Minivan owners. So, man, fantastic. Okay, so Peggy, here's my question. I want to rotate a little bit to, we've talked about the product. Let's talk about you as the business owner. What were some of the obstacles? Because everybody listening to this who's doing a product-based business as an entrepreneur and inventor, we all know there are problems. I don't think anybody goes into this thinking, oh, it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows all the time. I mean, we all know there are problems. Were there any problems that popped up that kind of surprised you? Ooh, I didn't really think this would be an issue that you would, now that you've come to this point in the journey, you would go, boy, if I could go back to my former self before I started, I would say, watch out for this, or look out for this, or I wasn't expecting this. You need to be ready for it.
I think that a lot of people want to get things done pretty quickly. And I think I felt, and my husband and our family as a whole, because, you know, we do run this like a fan, you know, like our family, we consult with each other. And I think one of the challenge was to not get caught up in wanting it done like yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think everybody gets caught up in that in life and in business. You know, you know that you have, we felt we had a great product. We felt it solved a problem, and we were just like, oh, you know, we're going to get this out there. We're going to, you know, have all these sales and things like that. And maybe because, you know, we didn't do enough research on, you know, the steps that we needed to take. I think that was definitely a challenge for us, was, you know, taking a step back and saying, okay, you know, we need to do, you know, A, B, and C. And that's why, you know, I was lucky to have Noah recommend Tiffany.
Yeah, so we've been consulting together.
Whoa, hang on. We got a scoop here on the show. Look at this. Yeah, Small Business Spotlight powered by FSI, and they've gotten a scoop.
Yeah, well, and they've got a scoop on one of our fellow show partners.
We're talking about this scoop.
Noah is one of our fellow, you know, product gene or product Quick Start. Sorry, all these product names. Product Quick Start owner Noah McNeely was working with her to source her product, and had her reach out to me and basically talk to me about rebranding because they wanted to shift. It was originally Beach Trapper, per the story that she shared, and that's how you might find it still online in certain places. So that's the same product. And then we've decided, she actually came to me with the name Trunk Trapper and said, what do you think of this? And I said, I really prefer it because it's more general versus, you know, just the beach. And so we've been working together on a new website, new logo, new name. And it's been fantastic because as much as she faults herself for making mistakes along the way, every entrepreneur does, I think she has done pretty well compared to others I've met. If I had to say like a scale of 1 to 10, she's probably only at a 2 of, you know, money she's spent and quote unquote wasted in this, this venture. So I've met people who've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on products that never even launched. So the fact that they launched and had some success and are now headed in the right direction is very positive.
Peggy, I was going to ask you to kind of reverse the question I just asked about obstacles you've dealt with and kind of ask the question of, as you've done this now for and kind of getting started and gotten the product out there and now potentially going through a rebrand, what are some of the things that have been pleasantly surprising and enjoyable? Now, obviously, right up near the top of the list is we just uncovered that you're working with Tiffany. So, I mean, come on, that's, I won't say that's at the top of the list, but it'll be, you know, obviously it's a good development. So, but on top of that, what are some of the things that you've, as you've been going through this, go, this has been either fun or enjoyable or unexpectedly great. I mean, just, you know, give us some encouraging things.
Well, I have to include her in the success, because finding the right person to take the journey with you is very important. My husband and I, we've done this journey together, along with having, you know, our daughters, you know, help with some social media and things like that. And but when we decided to look at rebranding, which I'm, you know, kind of new to that term just from, you know, doing my own research and things like that. But I have to include her in our success, because we've, you know, been able to step back, you know, look at what we've done, what, you know, maybe mistakes we've made, or, you know, choices that weren't always the right ones now looking back. But that wasn't done intentionally. That was just, you know, from being new entrepreneurs, you know, that's where you find yourself. But our success will come with, you know, making the right choices and bringing the right people into, you know, our circle, and, you know, finding the way to get to that next step. And I think we're definitely on that track. And, you know, my husband and I make all our decisions together in, you know, in life and in business. And, you know, luckily we, you know, we've been brought into the right direction, you know, with finding her to work with.
We're speaking with Peggy Jardine. She is with Trunk Trapper, and Peggy has actually just, she's good. We need to bring her on more shows. She just set up the whole concept of this show. She set up the whole concept of what you've been trying to do, Tiffany, right, since you were on Shark Tank and since you started this podcast and let me be your slightly annoying co-host. You want to show people that in order to do this well, you need geniuses to join you.
You need people on your team that aren't necessarily on part of your business team, but are consultants or whatever it might be. But my big picture vision for her would be that she's rebranded what is already a great product. The product is great. It didn't speak to everybody because it was named Beach something, you know, so, and then, you know, graphics and whatnot. But once it has this beautiful appearance and Noah sources it at a better price, which is he's already done. My hope is that she does end up at somewhere like FSI, hopefully at FSI, shipping these in a more efficient way. So rather than selling them just to the end user, that she's actually selling to the beach stores. She's selling to sports arenas that actually brand it with their logo. Yeah. And so there's a much bigger picture here, I think, that her product has not really had a shot at yet. And hopefully we can give her that shot.
Well, sometimes, and so I'm the outsider, right? I'm just a slightly annoying co-host. And Gifford, this might be a question you might want to jump in on as well. Maybe you don't. Totally up to you, sir. But I've done enough of these shows with you, Tiffany, and I've met some really cool people and some amazing companies and amazing products. I will confess now on the air, without naming any names, it hasn't happened overwhelmingly a lot, but there are occasionally times where we'll talk to somebody and they got this product and I'll look at it and I'll go, not a million years would I pay that amount of money for that.
Right. Right.
It's just this that's nicer, or it's just this that solves that. Okay, I'll solve that problem with duct tape.
Yes.
I'm not going to solve it with this. Right. Now that's me. And I'm a,
and me too. I'm super frugal.
I'm a little frugal, and other, you know, as Jack Benny would say, I squeeze a nickel so hard the E pluribus laps over the unum. But here is a great example where we're talking to somebody and has got a product that when you then hear the price point, you go,
I'll give it a
shot. Heck yeah. Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's a sweet spot. That for 29. Yeah.
You go, that's okay. I get it. And if it's a bag that's, you know, causes my trunk to not get all mm-hmm. nasty. And if I can, by the way, that leads me to a quick, and Gifford, I said you might want to jump in. Do you have anything to add to that?
No.
I've ranted well enough.
I said before we got on there that I didn't know if I wanted to share it, but I have to because it's the reality of how these products work.
Two scoops.
Peggy has worked very hard to make this product in the U.S. So her and her husband were, like so many people, determined to make this right here in their home state. And they did that, but they weren't able to do that successfully. The pricing was through the roof, and it's since changed to an even higher price. And so they got recently to where they were kind of upside down on the pricing of this product. Mm. It was like, oh gosh, we're going to sell and kind of break even. And that's not where you want to be as a brand.
That's not a good business practice.
No. And it wasn't their practice for a long time, right. But it's just recently happened. And it meant she had to find someone like Noah. And she did, thank God. She didn't find him through our podcast. I wish she had, but she did find Noah.
See, you don't have to say that on the air.
Or maybe she did. I don't know. Yeah, she didn't tell me how, but she found Noah, and Noah was able to source it for the right price, thankfully. And that may or may not be in the U.S. in the long run, unfortunately, but it means that she can stay in business. She can have the right margins, and she can still provide, more importantly, that pricing that we just said would allow people to actually purchase it.
Peggy, I want to ask, from the time you had the trip with your husband laying down garbage bags and all that, how long ago was that? Was that like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 7 years ago? Give us a timeline.
That was the summer of 2019.
Wow. So we got a problem to solve. You've not only brought the product to market, you're also now kind of rebranding and reshifting. So this has been a relatively fast process. And
we're
yet
determined.
Yeah. And yet you've also said that you're learning the obstacles were sometimes to slow down.
Yes.
So let me ask you, so you are still kind of relatively new in this journey, but I want to give you the opportunity for those listeners who are still in that development process. They're still in the trying to figure out the right way to solve the problem, or they're just getting started and have found our little podcast here. What advice would you give to someone and I recognize asking you to give advice when you're 2 years in the journey might seem, well, you're only 2 years in the journey, but boy, you've come a long way in 2 years. So what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs and inventors who are listening?
Well, I would say, one, if you feel like you have a product that solves a problem and you're confident in that, be determined, keep going, but also be a good listener, take, ask, people's opinions, don't be afraid to make changes, but be determined and have confidence and just keep moving. And that's what we do.
One thing that Peggy and her family did really right as well is they ordered a small amount of initial inventory. So I know what she's sitting on now from that first round of inventory, and it's not huge. So many people I talked to, 5, 10, 15,000 units of something either sitting at their house or sitting at a warehouse that they should not have ordered right off the bat. I mean, you see right now why she does not need to have that inventory. She's now rebranded with a different name. She's going to do 4 colors this time. So they're going to actually have an assortment of 4 colors.
Ooh. Yeah. Peggy, what are the colors?
We're going to go with blue, gray, black, and red.
Nice.
And that doesn't sound very exciting, but we actually talked about that, she and I. And I pulled those colors from my sister company, Keen's Stroller Wagons. Yep. They have done every color imaginable. And those were the 4 that were their hits. Those were the ones that no matter what, people were asking for that color and it was selling out.
Well, that matches like 90% of the cars that are on the road.
People try to get a little too excited about color. This could be for this sport or whatever. But really they want, like you said, it to match either their home or their car. So,
by the way, don't you guys call it gracious gray?
We do.
There you go. All right. I'm trying to
what is the
marketing.
Red going to be?
Yeah,
that's the question. Yeah. Rambunctious red.
Yeah.
Raucous. But it keeps the raucous in the bag.
Yes.
Yeah, right? It doesn't put the raucous over your trunk. Yes.
You can put rocks in it.
No, raucous. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I found a few reviews. Someone said, I bought the bag strictly because of the positive reviews, and I was not disappointed when the bag arrived. Great quality, great size. It's just a great bag. I love that. That's just, and someone else said, it's a great bag, filled it with beach chairs, fold up beach tent, lots of stuff after the beach with no problem at all. Saved me a ton of time. Solid bag for my trunk. Vacuuming my carpet took forever after our family spent a day at the beach. This oversized bag held our chairs, wet towels, and sand toys. When we got home, no sand to clean up. I gave it 5 stars. Speaking of cleanup, I assume you just take it out and just kind of dump it out. Is it also safe to run a little water and dry it out on the driveway?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's most people, you know, they'll either shake it out or, you know, if it's been used and there's muddy cleats or, you know, from golf or, you know, baseball or soccer, they just rinse it out, you know, hang it up and then just fold it up and put it back in their trunk, or they leave it in their garage for the next time.
So the material is actually water resistant. I know she said that, but I want to say it again, right? Because when Noah shared this product with me, I instantly understood it, because we paddleboard in our neighborhood almost every night now. And we go down and we all have life jackets. We have to take, we don't leave them at our boats. So we have to take them down. And when we come out, they're all soaking wet. And so I've been throwing them down in the rubber mats of our feet, you know, where our feet are, because it's the only place I can put them that they're not touching carpet. So the second he sent me this, I'm like, that's where our life jackets are going. So now I can shove all these wet life jackets in there, fold it up, dump it out at home, and make all the kids hang them. So it's like a no-brainer.
I'm sold. And do people, I would imagine this also is something you could buy more than one. If you're a super adventurous, got tons of stuff that goes in the back of your, mm-hmm. you know, SUV or van, you can kind of stack them potentially.
Yeah. In your garage.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
And we've had people, buy two, one of each color, might use it as a gift, for somebody who they know is adventurous and, you know, would be in need of something.
Okay. Steven
like
just
product.
Gave me a great marketing idea. I'm like envisioning that on the website, because we have bins in our garage that hold the different things, you know, camping, sports, whatever. Why not have the bag hold it and just right?
Because that's not
car.
A trunk, Tiffany.
Yeah.
It's called the trunk trapper. So no, I'm just kidding.
Like
you can stack it in your, yeah. Well, what I like is it's not a bag that you carry. And I think most people in their trunk, or you know, they've got bags that they carry down to the beach. And I love the way you described it as an envelope with a big flap that comes back over your bumper. What a great concept. And
I have to give my husband props for that, because that was his idea.
Well, let's just get out of the way. You and is there anything in addition to just saying giving him props, do you want to, you know, say thank you or
thank you? Yes, okay. Definitely.
And what's his name, by the way? We've done 30 minutes of an interview and haven't mentioned your
husband.
His name
is Larry.
There
his
you
name
go.
Is Larry.
Larry, good job, man. Larry. Well done. We all salute you.
That's
another
great move she made, by the way. You say you don't carry it.
Marrying Larry? Yeah, I think that was probably a good move. She would probably admit to that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She had a customer say to her, like most product-based businesses do, give a review and say, why doesn't it have a handle? Where's the handle? And so they actually, for a moment in time, they considered, should we add a handle? Do we need a handle?
Nope.
And then they realized, no, we don't really need a handle because you don't carry it. And they didn't jump and add this additional cost to something where you're not really going to carry it.
Right. So. It's I know what it's for.
Right.
And I'm not going to go carry it down.
Even if you carry it down the beach, you don't need a handle.
Besides, if you carry it down on the beach, you get sand on the bottom of it. Yeah. Then you go put it in your trunk and now you got sand in your trunk. Okay, so. Peggy, as soon as you were sharing your story, I connected with you immediately. So I've been there, done that, and I don't want that t-shirt. Okay. So I think we've come to the end of this journey, this part of the journey of the interview on the show. And so I want to wrap it up by just saying, first of all, thank you again for being on the show. So glad you were able to come on. Thank you for sharing kind of your story and how it works, and also what you've learned and where you're at. I'm excited to see where you guys go with this rebranding. I love products where you get it immediately. It's easy to say yes or no, right? It's easy to go, ooh, I need that. And the best part is, at the price point, that's it. If you need it, you're going to get it, period. So, all right, I'm going to get out of your way. Is there, for those people who want to learn more about the Trunk Trapper, where should they go? What should they do besides calling Tiffany's cell phone?
they can go to trunktrapper.com.
Okay. And that's it. Easy. Just here you go. You need a bag? Go to trunktrapper.com. And so the price is $29.99?
It's
$29.95. Okay. And then shipping is reasonable, I would assume?
Yes, we're working on a flat rate for the shipping.
Okay. Very good. I like that. And we're still in, as we're recording this, we're kind of wrapping up the rebranding, so I don't want to pigeonhole you into a corner of making some kind of offer or anything like that. You don't need to. The offer is, hey, it's $29.95. Get one and use it in the back of whatever vehicle you're driving. So Peggy Jardine with Trunk Trapper, trunktrapper.com. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, what a great story.
Great story. Great story.
I'm imagining Trunk Trappers on the racks at FSI.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because that is something that if you're trying to run that out of your spare room,
right,
it's going to fill up quickly.
Right. Yeah. And when she was talking, I mean, it was like, I was just going, oh my gosh, in terms of all the distribution points mm-hmm. that are available to her. I mean, you know, the Walgreens, the CVSs, the Dick's, the Beyond Bed Bath and Beyond, all of the beach stores that are there. I mean, even the national parks.
Yeah.
I mean, you put it there, and I mean, those are all things that we're thinking, at least I'm thinking about in terms of where do we send the product so that people have access to it.
And she hadn't even had a shot at that yet,
right.
You know, because they are so new and they are rebranding now. They haven't really gone down that path. That was one of my goals with changing the website, is allowing them to more easily accept those kind of wholesale.
Well, I mean, and it even makes a pretty cool kind of an executive or an employee gift. I mean, you white label this thing to where they can come in and they say, look, I need 50
something
of these.
They can actually use versus another paperweight.
Another mug.
Yeah. You know, like, hey, here's your company logo on the bag, you know, that they need 50
love that.
Of it. So,
especially what about traveling people, you know, people that travel for their job and put a bunch of junk in the back, maybe it is branded with their company.
Right. Ooh.
Our sports teams. I mean, that one's huge.
Yeah, sport. That's what I was saying.
What'd you say, Tiffany? As you backed away from the microphones.
Sorry, so, my belly.
No, I mean, yes, you're right. Actually, the collegiate, because you know, obviously, the College World Series going on.
So apparently, we have now become the marketing department for TrunkTrapper.com.
Well,
so
we like the product.
I love the product. I just such a fantastic and what a great story. And to get it, and I love that she said one of the obstacles was she kind of needed to learn to slow down and. Less than 2 years, she's already out. And I'm like, oh, grinding through and making things happen is not bad. Mm-mm. So that's a good thing. I think we're going to be hearing more.
Yes.
From Peggy.
I think so too.
She needs to, you know.
Very exciting time.
It's the ideal product. I mean, for me to consult with, it's been a dream. You know, it's like I get the product. I use the product. I need it.
Listen, when I get the product, price, right? I mean, that you've hit a home run. So that's quite obvious to say. You didn't need to agree so quickly there, Tiffany.
It's true, though. I mean, I know you're a little more of a hard sale like me, so.
She said I'm a hard sale. All right, Giffard, let's thank you again for powering the Small Business Spotlight for those people who want to get their lives back running their product-based business. What do they need to do?
Just give us a buzz at 678-391-5980 or feel free to look at our website at fsi3pl.com.
They can also reach out to you directly via email. Is that true?
They can do that. They can GiffordP@fsi3pl.com.
Thank you as always for being our partner and being our sponsor and being our leader.
And for highlighting these kind of businesses, because they don't, I mean, where else are they going to get
exposure? They shine the spotlight on small businesses, which this is not going to be small for long.
This is going to be great.
They're going to need a whole rack and maybe even a whole section when they.
Whole row.
Yeah. When they eventually, you know, make the best move they could make and bring you guys in as geniuses of logistics.
We'll help them whenever we can.
I like it. All right. So for Giffard from FSI and for Tiffany, TiffanyCrewmans.com, and for the easiest podcaster in the history of the world, Jody Smith, to work with, our producer, this is Independent Financial Advisor Stephen Julian saying we'll catch you next time. Why did I say Independent Financial Advisor? I just had to get that in. We'll see you next time on Product Genius.